Clayton Neville, WBAP KLIF News, here with Dallas Police Chief Hugh Renee Hall. Chief, thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's first start with how your first week has been. How welcomed have you felt by the city?
It is overwhelming. Everyone is so warm, hospitable, and truly, truly welcoming me to the city of Dallas, so it feels good.
And have you had opportunities already to get into the community and meet some of the community members?
I've been to a lot of community events. Haven't been able to visit individually the way I would like to. Kind of going door to door or meeting in community meetings, the neighborhood meetings. But I've had some NAACP meetings. I was out at the golf tournament yesterday. I just had a bunch of different organized meetings on my schedule.
If you can, walk us behind the scenes a little bit and what a new police chief does in the city of Dallas in their first week.
Well, the police chief has to make sure that she is getting a true assessment of the department. There is public safety meetings, there's city council meetings, but you also have to make sure that you get to meet your troops. You have to make sure you meet your officers, your command staff, look at the inner workings of the police department, and get a hold of all of that all at once. So there's a lot to do in a short time because you have to make decisions about the police department, but you first have to know exactly the workings of your department, policies, procedures. So there's so many things that you do in your first week. Some of the things you tried to do, I tried to do before I got here, but a lot of that takes place in your first week. So that's exactly what it looks like on top of multiple meetings and community events.
One of the biggest cities in the country, and so some people wonder, you know, what exactly is the role of the police chief? There's so many officers and there's so many assistant chiefs and lieutenants and things like that. What is your role as the police chief?
My role is to make sure that each one of those ranks that you just mentioned, from the assistant chief to the deputy chief, the major, the lieutenants, the sergeants, the police officers, are operating with the highest level of integrity, that they're taking care of the needs of the citizens, that they are addressing crime issues, quality of life issues. So that is my job, to make sure that they are doing the work and that there are accountability measures in place to ensure that we're monitoring and that we're looking at the success of that and the progress. And if we're not meeting the mark, to make the necessary adjustments and to create avenues where the community can report that, report right back to the officers, to myself, to ensure that we are handling or addressing each and every one of their needs.
We're with New Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall, WBAP KLIF News. Two of the issues coming in here, and we talked about it some before you got the job, were morale of the department and a shortage on officers. Those are the two things that people have talked about most when talking about changes that need to be made to the department. Here in just the first week, and I know it's only been, what, 6 or 7 days, what have you noticed about those two issues, morale and the police shortage, and what needs to happen there?
Well, one of the things that I can say is that the officers that I've spoken to, the ones that I've called, the ones that are tweeting, the one thing that they say, and you can check out Twitter, is that, you know, my presence and just calling them when they have a car accident or they stump their toe or they're just having some issues, reaching out to them has truly increased that level of morale. And I do know that it is their confidence in their leader that has the support, that they have this leader's support, and that they are going to have a voice, and that I am reaching out to them and they can see me in the community. I think that's addressing the morale issue from the very beginning, meeting along with the associations, letting them know that they have a voice, that we're going to be working together in partnership in order to address the needs of the officers as well as our community. So I think all of those things have made a true impact on the initial morale of the officers, and we're already seeing an increase. So I think the officers are seeing that there's going to be a different kind of policing here in the community, and the citizens are seeing it as well.
From a police officer perspective, why is that support from a leader so important, and how can you provide that to them? You've talked about tweeting and just being there. Why is that important as an officer to have that?
Because what we do is often a very thankless job, and no matter what we do, we're bound to make mistakes. And so I think knowing that your leader supports the decisions that you make, supports the fact that the job is a difficult job, and that there are challenges in actually doing the job, and knowing that that person is willing to come out and do the job alongside of you, it means so much. One of the things we do talk about is the lower wages. You don't come into police work to be rich. You come into it because you enjoy the work itself and taking care of those individuals who, under normal circumstances, can't take care of themselves. So you just want to know that the work is appreciated, that you are supported, and that you have the blessings of your leader.
Does the department have enough officers to fulfill the city's needs? Is there a shortage right now? Do you need more?
You know, I can't say that we do. What I do know is that we started with 3,600, and right now we're right around 3,000. But what I have to say is an analysis has to be done. I come from the city of Detroit, and that's no secret, and we operated with numbers that were lower than they had been in 20 years, but we were still able to get the job done, and we found effective and efficient ways to get the job done. Am I saying that 3,000 is enough? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I can't tell you that 3,600 is the magic number. What I'm going to do in my next couple of weeks is do the analysis of the department and see where we need to deploy, how we're deployed now, and are we properly deployed. Once I get that assessment, I'll be able to tell you exactly how many officers we need. But to tell you that 3,600 is the number, I can't honestly tell you that that is the number that we need, and that 3,000 is too few. We just need to make sure that we're doing what we need to do on our end and doing the proper analysis to make sure that we're deploying properly. And then I can answer that question.
And this may be a conversation in weeks to come after that process, but are there ways to improve numbers? Are there ways to recruit strategies and things like that?
Yes, there are all kinds of strategies in recruiting, but I don't think that you can recruit until you can truly get engaged with the community. The department itself has to be a place where people enjoy working, and we make it exciting for people to come to work. So I think in that process, as we continue to build within ourselves, our morale, creating an environment where people truly want to work and are excited about working, it's infectious. So it's going to resonate within the community, building relationships. People in our community need to know that we need their help in doing this job. We need to be in our high schools. We need to be in our colleges and let them know that this is a noble profession, and that there are some incentives that are going to be here that create opportunities for them in the long run to sit where I sit on this day. So I know that that's possible, and you can look forward to that in the Dallas Police Department here in the near future.
Chief Renee Hall with us, WBAP KLIF News. Just a couple minutes left here, so I want to get to one interesting aspect of you taking over the job. You take over the job as Dallas Police Chief at a time when the city is really at a critical point, some issues that they haven't dealt with in a long time. And those issues, some people say it's racism, some people say it's an issue of history, but with the Confederate statues, you took over and just a day later, there was people gathering in Lee Park and things like that. As far as your department's response to all of that, it seemed like the department was prepared.
Yes, but we have a job to do. We don't have the opportunity to decide what situations we want to police and which ones we don't. Whenever there is a need for protection, that is what our job is as a police department. So we made the necessary adjustments, ensuring that our communities as a whole were covered, and went to the call for duty, and that was to ensure the safety of the statue itself and the individuals who were in that removal process, as well as those crowds that were gathering to watch the takedown, if you will, of the statue. So we're doing our job each and every day, and in that we're addressing each area of the community. We recognize there's some division here, but under my leadership, we're not operating in division. We are one Dallas. We are one community. We are one law enforcement entity, and we're going to operate in that space.
Have you been told of or noticed any racial tension in the city more than maybe other cities?
I have not. Are there race issues everywhere? Absolutely, but nothing that has come to my attention as of lately. I just believe that we have to have a better attitude individually, and then collectively we'll be a better city. So I'm starting one person at a time, me to you, you to the next person, and each one of my officers, so that we don't have the divisiveness within us, and then we will unite this city as a whole.
Great, Chief. Exciting times. We appreciate you talking to us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Chief Renee Hall, WBAP KLIF News.